Well, listen, so far, what we've studied, every single person in this room, myself included, we've needed it. Last week we learned about having victory over fear, and we, at times, all of us are fearful, amen? There are times when we experience the emotion of fear. And obviously, that's, we shouldn't have to do that. God says He's not given us the spirit of fear. And it's clearly not something from Him, but nonetheless, it's part of humanity. It's a human emotion. And sometimes we're confronted with it, but even though we are confronted with it, we can quickly alleviate it by doing and practicing what we learn from Scripture, and we learned that last week. Today is no exception. Each of us in this room are faced with temptations, oftentimes on a daily basis. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a temptation of a great immoral sin. It can be simply the temptation of eating something you shouldn't be eating, or watching something you shouldn't be watching, or listening to something you shouldn't be or saying something you shouldn't be saying. The temptation to retaliate, the temptation to get angry, the temptation to fill in the blank. So we all face temptation, and guess who else faced temptation? The Lord Jesus Christ faced temptation. And so that brings us to Luke chapter 4, and we'll read the first 13 verses, so you follow along as I read. Here we go. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. We're going to see that here a couple of times. Jesus say, as it is written. If you're in the habit of marking your Bible, that's a good thing to underline. As it is written. Jesus made reference to the Scripture. Verse 5, And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem, and set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. And so there you have it. There's the temptation of Jesus. Very familiar passage. It should be. And oftentimes it's referenced how, with this idea in mind, Jesus used Scripture. He quoted Scripture to cause the devil to flee and to resist the temptation. So let's pray and we'll get right into it. Father, thank you for our time this morning. We come anticipating a blessing. We come anticipating learning something from your word. And oft times we're not really learning new things, but we're looking maybe at a different angle, or we're being reminded of something that perhaps we've let slip or we've forgotten about. And so we pray that you'll be the supreme teacher today and show us what you'd have us to learn from your word and help us to be affected by it. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. So we all face temptation. It's something we have to deal with. In this fleshly body, it's something that we'll deal with until we see Jesus. It's something that, however, as our slide indicates, it's something that we can have victory over. And of course, Jesus, as in many cases, is our supreme example. And here in our scripture reading this morning, we see Jesus having victory over this temptation. And so I want to start right off with us with a statement on your sheet there. That's a big word, isn't it? It's only two letters long, but it's big. If We intend to have victory in the Christian life. There is one thing that is vital for us to know. We have an adversary, an enemy, who is going to fight us every step of the way. You know, it seems like every time that you make a decision for Jesus, you decide, you know what, I'm going to start reading my Bible on a daily basis, or I'm going to start praying, or I'm going to start going soul winning, or I want to volunteer for a class, or I'm going to tell the preacher, hey, I want to be used in the ministry. Is there something I can do? At the moment you do that, it just seems the devil shows up on your shoulder just instantly. And he's like, okay, oh, who are you to think God's going to use you? And, you know, he just starts... Mouthing off. So here's this adversary that we face. And if we want to have victory in the Christian life, he's there to try to thwart that or stop it or prevent it from happening. He doesn't want us to have victory. God does. The devil doesn't.